You woke up. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. You're awake. And this is good. This is great. You're fine. Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong. I mean, obviously, there is something wrong, but it's fine. I mean, we can totally deal with this because we are detectives. And we deal with stuff. What stuff? No stuff. There's no stuff. You're fine. You're absolutely fine. I wouldn't try to stand up. Or you can, of course, stand up. You're not short. You're a little shorter now. So I have good news and I have bad news. I have bad news and not so bad news. I have news. I have lots and lots of news. And the puppet master isn't dead, apparently. He is very much alive and behind all of the, I mean the, what? No, you're not sure. I'm just standing on my tippy toes. You are definitely not a puppet. You're a puppet. No, don't panic. Are you panicking? I'm not sure, but your face isn't as mobile now that you're a puppet. It's fine. You're fine. You're absolutely fine. I mean, you did have a little tear, but I sewed it up. You're fine. I sewed it up. As an ex-puppet detective, I always carry a sewing kit, and you just needed a little, darling, are you okay? Are you panicking? You're not very expressive. You're a puppet now, and you're an attractive puppet. You're very attractive. I mean, I would totally. Actually, let's not go there because obviously I'm a human, and you're a puppet. It's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a puppet. I'll still date you. Am I allowed to date you? I mean, I just mean of course that's not the point. I mean, it is slightly the point. Because obviously we're in love with each other. Do you still love me? I mean, does puppet you love me? Do you only love me if I'm a puppet and you're a puppet? Or you're a human and I'm a human? And would you... This is important! But not as important as the fact that you've been turned into a puppet. By the puppet master, who's not dead. Did I mention that he's not dead? He's really not dead. But he is a little bit ticked off. Because you're a puppet. I mean, not because you're a puppet, but because you're a puppet. And now that you're a puppet, you're a puppet. And, you're a puppet. And it's actually just hitting me that you're actually a puppet. You're a puppet, and we were meant to go on a date this weekend, and you're now a puppet, and can we still go on a date? And I know I shouldn't be thinking about that, but, you're a puppet. You're a puppet. Is this what you went through when I turned into a human? Because this is... You're a puppet. You are a... puppet. You're a puppet. You're a I think I need to sit down. I you're a puppet. You're a puppet. I need to stop saying that because obviously you know that you're a puppet. I know you're a puppet too, and this is just a little bit weird. And by a little bit weird, I mean a lot weird. I mean we have had a lot of weirdness lately. I mean, first of all, I turned into a human, and then I fell in love with you, only I turned into a human because I was in love with you, and I wanted to be human because I wanted to date you because I'm in love with you. That was weird. And then, obviously, you know, you being in love with me, super weird. And then the puppet master being alive, super weird, and now you're a puppet. This is just super, super weird. And apparently, as a human, I'm not that great at dealing with weirdness. But you're doing great. You're doing fantastic. I mean, you're a puppet. But as I said, your face isn't as mobile as it used to be. So you might be panicking and I would never know. And that... Are you panicking? Do you need a hug? Come here. I need a... Oh, wow. You're so soft. I mean, I just... You are really soft. I mean, oh, your hair. Oh, you're adorable. I mean, in a really sexy kind of way. Not that I'm... Oh, I get it now. I get it. I get how you felt when I was a puppet and you were in love with me. It's just a little bit. Oh. So, you're a puppet. But it's fine because I have a sewing kit and I'm really good at sewing. Just really, really good because human fingers are fiddly and you're a puppet. You're a puppet. Darling, you're a puppet. You turn into a puppet. The puppet master turned you into a puppet. Although he didn't really, because he didn't want you to be a puppet. He wanted me to be a puppet. Because apparently nothing. Well, I'm not hiding anything. Don't know what you're talking about. No? I'm not hiding. How would you know that I was hiding something? I have a very expressive face as a human. Damn this expressive face. To the puppet master? Apparently, well, you know how you're in love with me? Apparently he's also in love with me, but not human me. He likes puppet me, so I was his plan was to turn me into a puppet and then kidnap me. Only it obviously didn't work because you're a puppet and I'm not a puppet, and that's why he's really miffed. He is not very happy, and apparently his starfish shoots lasers now, which is just not very puppet like, very lasery. How did we get here? What do you remember? You just remember a big flash of light, then everything went dark. I saved you. I totally saved you from the puppet master. I saved you because I'm your partner, and Portly was definitely not involved in any way. Who's Portly? I don't have a dog. Oh, that Portly! Portly, my corgi. Oh, yeah. No. So, when you got turned into a puppet, I might have panicked a bit. And then there were lasers, and I was panicking a bit more. And then the puppet master grabbed me, and I was panicking. So I just picked something up to hit him with, and it was you. I picked you up, and I used you to hit the puppet master. And then I realized that I was using you to hit the puppet master, and I panicked again, and then I dropped you. But it was fine because you're already unconscious and you're a puppet, so it's different. But I wasn't in a very good place. I was panicking, but lucky for us, you trained Portly and not me. And Portly has fantastic police dog instincts, and he saved you. He saved you. He kind of it wasn't the most dignified of rescues. He kind of well, you know that little tear. It wasn't from the laser. Or anything. It was from Portly dragging you down the hallway to safety. But to be fair, you can't be angry because he saved you. And I sewed it up so you can barely see it. I only had red thread, so you can see it. But scars are sexy, and you're sexy. paper puppet. And that is not something I want to say again. So all we have to do is solve the case. We. Well, because we're partners. What do you mean you can't? What, because you're a puppet? No. No. All right, you listen to me. Just because you're a puppet does not mean that you're not a fantastic detective. You are the best detective I know. You were made to be a detective. And I mean, seriously, you were. You have, like, the trench coat and everything. No, I'm not saying that you're... I'm just saying that if I was a puppet detective, I would look like you. Obviously, I wouldn't, because I was, I'm not saying anything. What I am, I'm saying that you're a great detective. And just because you're a little... Well, just because you're a puppet doesn't mean that we can't solve the case together. Because we are a team. And I love you. And I love you. And I'm not thinking about anything else because you're a puppet now. And I really understand why it was so awkward for you. And I'm so sorry. But we are going to solve this case. We're going to find a puppet master. We're going to give him a slap. And then we're not going to give him a slap. We'll make him turn you back into a human. Then we'll give him a slap. And then we're going on a date. Because we're partners. And we can do it. And I have a lead. I have two leads. I have one for Portly and one for the case. So, like all villains, the puppet master is talky. Just so talky. Just so talky. I mean, you don't know how lucky you were to be unconscious. It was awful. He was going on and on, but we have a lead. Because he mentioned a puppet that I know. Minty the Bear. And I'm sure that if we talk to Minty, we'll get a lead. Only, I have good news and bad news. The bad news is Minty doesn't like humans at all. In fact, he's very staunchly anti-human. You see, Minty used to be a children's TV star until... Well, there was a director who apparently, there was, so, Minty doesn't like humans, and, obviously I'm a human now, so he won't talk to me, but he will talk to another puppet. Oh yeah. You need to go undercover as a puppet, which will be easy because you are a puppet. I mean, you are a highly skilled detective who has detective skills, who's also a puppet. All you need to do is go undercover, join Minty's anti-human brigade and anti-human brigade. So Minty really doesn't like humans, as in... Well, I'm not saying he wants to kill all humans. I mean, I'm sure there's at least one human he wouldn't want to kill. But to be fair, it's kind of understandable. Well, he had a really traumatizing experience. So, you know how I said he was a children's TV star? Well, there was a director who... wasn't a children's TV director, and apparently I mean, puppets don't like to talk about it because it is I mean, I've seen the videos, and I mean, I don't know why they don't like to talk about it. I really liked it. I mean, I didn't like it. I mean, when I was a puppet, I liked it because, you know, you don't see a lot of that. And it was very well done. And, you know, Maple Bacon Babs is a very fine actress. I watched it for the storyline. Anyway, all you need to do is go undercover, talk to Minty, and then you'll be a human in no time. It's a fantastic plan. And darling, don't worry, I'm going to have your back. Oh no, I can't come anywhere near Minty. He hates humans. I mean, he really, really hates humans. But do you know what he doesn't hate? Corgis! Oh no, I'm serious. Portly's going with you. Portly's going with you! Well, you might need transportation! Well, you can't drive. You're too little. No, you're not little. You're just... You're puppet size. And Portly is the perfect size for you to ride... I'm sorry, what? Did you just call Portly fat? Did you just call the corgi who saved your life fat? Wow. Oh no, 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 you did. He saved your life and you called him fat. Wow. Wow. Oh no, don't apologise to me. You need to apologise to Portly. Where is he? He's out stealing biscuits. Well, I didn't say he was completely trained. But look, I'm not having you go undercover alone. You're going with Portly. Darling, it won't be so bad. Portly will have your back so long as the bad guys don't have biscuits. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect plan, but it's all we've got. And I need you to be human. Because I need to date you. Because I love you. And I miss your face and your smile. And hugging you as a human is... I mean, don't get me wrong. You're a great puppet. Very attractive for puppet. And that's still disturbing. I just want my partner back. You'll do it. Oh, thank you, darling. I love you. And no, I just... Well, how about we shake hands? Well, it's weird! It's your puppet! I'll get used to it. Only I won't get used to it because I won't have to because you're going to talk to Minty and then we'll get a lead and we'll take down the puppet master and I'll give him a slap. I mean, I'll arrest him and read him his rights and then I'll tell Portly that he has biscuits and then, well, you know, stuff happens, not my fault. Come on, who am I to stand between Portly and biscuits? So, undercover? Darling, you can do it. I know you can. You're a great detective and a great puppet. I mean, I'm not sure about the second, but the first, definitely, you're a great detective. Great. And if you get it done by Saturday, we can still go on our date. What? I booked a table. Puppets. I didn't say that. Bum.